Fox at the top, Fox at the bottom, live and local right now. Monica Jay on KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. And I thank you so much, not only for listening, but helping out the show as well. We have so many just amazing listeners. So as soon as I told Paul about the vet washing windows and where he could find more information, immediately get a follow-up, you know, email. They can see me at Lynx Enterprises as well. You know, it just, there are people out there who are ready to help. So thank you for texting me that. Talk and text, 884-9910. I try to get the information out as fast as I can. I am down to just 100 emails from the past 2 weeks that I still have to respond to. So thank you for hanging in there. I greatly appreciate it. And then, you know, I just talk about certain things and people send me what they have, because you know what? There is no way on earth that we can go through all of the information, because we are bombarded with the misinformation and the propaganda that comes from the mainstream media. So I thank you for helping me filter it out. I know the sites that I follow and the information I get, but when you throw something at me that is awesome as well that I hadn't seen, that is just biggest thank you I can bring you. AmericanTruthToday.com. Just got this from Mary. SEC filings show firm that owns Dominion voting machines got $400 million from a Swiss bank with China connections before the elections. $400 million. Well, you know, there was also a grant from Mark Zuckerberg and his wife, who just happens to be Chinese. Close to $400 million as well. Helping communities who didn't have access to Dominion voting machines get them with grants. They were going out and doing this all around the country, making sure that people had Dominion voting machines. Of course, there were some states and counties, you know, like here in Nevada, thanks to our Secretary of State at the time, who just spend the millions of dollars and purchase them on the taxpayer's dollar. We didn't get the grant. But you know this bank. You've seen them in the news. You've heard of them. UBS Securities. UBS. You know, they got that little triple key logo. Had problems with them in 2008 and the whole banking situation. So you know the players. You're just being misled about them. So UBS Securities, this investment bank, they own less than 25% of the company. Who owns the other 75%? China Guodian, COFCO Group, Guangdong Com Group, and Beijing Guojiang. All owned by the Chinese government. You tell me that there's no outside interference in this election. They have targeted Trump from the beginning. Why? Because he's putting the screws to him. And you listen to the mainstream media, if you listen to CNN, all that, just God help you. Because they're out there making fun of the fact that people have pointed out that Dominion, you know, Venezuelan company used in Venezuela. They're making fun of everybody who thinks, oh, you know, Hugo Chavez. They did the story, I think it was in 2004, about Dominion voting machines. So they're contradicting their own reporting. They can't even remember what they report. That's why I say you just got to walk away from it. Get your own information. At some point this hour, we are going to give away some delicious chocolates from the chocolate shop. I want to remind you of that and answer today's poll questions because, what else came out of China? The Wuhan virus. I told you, it's not about a virus. It's about an election. Yeah, there's a virus. There is a virus that spread around the world because there was supposed to be. So today's poll question brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Do you believe the numbers of hospitalizations and deaths due to COVID-19 being released by the county health departments? Log on. I want to hear from you. Should workers have the freedom to choose to take or not to take the vaccination without retaliation or loss of employment? This number surprised me. 22% of those participating said no. That is scary. 78% said yes. Employers have no right to tell me what to put in my body. Wow. All right, let's go to the talk and text lines at 884-9910 and check in with Chris this morning. Chris wants to talk about Gitmo. Hey, Chris.
Yeah, so how are you, Monica?
I'm good. How are you doing, sir?
I'm good. I just heard you talking about Gitmo, and I wanted you to look up Trump changed the name of the gardens at Gitmo. And if you read the name of the gardens backwards, what it says.
Well, didn't he change the name of the gardens to Camp Freedom?
No. So the name of the gardens are Mhoen Estepede Gardens. And if you read it backwards, it's Deep State's New Home.
I hadn't seen that. I had not seen that.
You have to look it up. I didn't believe it myself, but I looked it up. But if you read it backwards, it says Deep State's New Home.
Okay. I have to go look that up. Thank you, Chris, because that I saw the improvement of all the buildings and the increase in the buildings and that they had named it Camp Freedom. And I thought that was amazing in itself. But boy, I got to go look.
If you go on Google Earth and you look up, get the Gitmo Gardens and read the name of it backwards. It's the Deep State's New Home.
Perfect.
Which I thought was pretty cool.
I think that's the coolest thing. I think, that's just another one of those little nuggets, Chris, that shows people.
Trump is, he is one in a million. So
yeah, he and General Flynn, they're all over this.
Well, I appreciate you taking my call. Thank you.
Thanks, Chris. I appreciate the info. That is awesome. I am so looking that up right after the show because there are the things I have to talk about as well. Just got this text. Interesting. Cuomo used a consulting firm to deal with President Trump during this Wuhan flu virus. The consulting firm has close ties to the CCP. The firm is called McKinsey & Company Consulting. Marco Rubio brought this fact out. Sounds familiar. Yes, that does. It just shows the same thing with Governor Kemp. The governors who are putting the brakes, the governors who just want to get everything certified and get this election all over. I go back to where panicked people email me and text me on a daily basis. And they have that wavering, that loss of faith. And I just remind you to be strong. To be strong. It doesn't matter what the media says. You look at the people that surround the president who are the faithfuls. You look at the General Michael Flynns of the world, the Sidney Powells, the Rudy Giulianis, the fighters for honesty. You look at the left and you get people like Biden, lawyers like Michael Avenatti, media that worship those people. You get Brennan and Clapper. Know these names. Because these are the names you are going to see on that list when it comes out of treason and insurrection, crimes against Americans. That's going to be the new housing list at Gitmo. It's called exposure. All of these people have to be weeded out, and you have to see for yourself, not by mainstream media, you have to see for yourself. It's all online. The hearings are online. The meetings are online. Just look at the difference. Let's go back to the talk and text, who is my wealth of information when it comes to the CCP. That's the Communist Chinese Party, and that is Vance. Vance, thanks for calling in.
First off, I'm not all you say I am. I'm just a little more informed, go a little bit deeper than most people. Okay. I'm down here at nitrogen narcosis level, while most other everybody else is snorkeling. Anyways, the caller before the break, Mark was his name. I was listening to him, and it gets me to thinking about a series called Star Trek, the original series, way back in '66 to '69, and Gene Roddenberry and his crew dealt with a lot of issues. And I'm just kind of wondering if they were onto something, because the one that deals with China, germ warfare, and also fighting China on our turf here, titled The Omega Glory. And I think they have all the Star Trek knockoffs and the original series up on Netflix. Okay, there's that one. And then Good versus Evil, The Savage Curtain. But him and his crew dealt with a lot of issues.
Yeah, people don't realize that Gene Roddenberry had a huge connection into the government. And he was given all kinds of access to information that I think he tried to use his venue, entertainment, to try to, you know, awaken the masses at the time and just make them think about what could really be going on. And I think we've seen that in a lot of our entertainment, Vance, that we've been enlightened over the years by different movies, by different television series. And I think people are just now starting to realize that.
Well, the Next Generation series, I watched about four episodes of that, and then I quit watching it, mainly because what I saw was they were pushing communism.
Mm-hmm.
And now you got the original Star Trek, or not the original, the Next Generation cast of Star Trek. They're stumping for those two turds, those two communist turds in Georgia.
Duh.
Mm-hmm. Anyways, thought I'd throw that out there. Anybody who's interested, go to Netflix, see if the original series is still on there, and watch that series, because they dealt with social issues of all kinds, even racism and hatred.
Totally. Vance, thank you so much for calling in and giving that information. The only thing I can't do is I cannot sign up for Netflix. I will never give them a just even a cent of my money. Not going to happen. Remember, that's how you control them. Your money. Your money and control over you is what they want. So if you give in to that, then they've won. So don't. Fight back. Buy local. You know, we heard a story on the news earlier at the top of the hour about Chewy and their stocks going up. You know why their stocks are going up? Because people are too damn afraid to get out and go shopping where they should be, locally. So because they can get it delivered right to their home and not have to deal with anything and go out. You know, that's all well and good. If you want to have stuff delivered to your house, that's fine. But you're killing small local business by doing that. I went down and I saw my friend Rebecca at Paws, Positively Pets, down here in the Southtown Shopping Center. And it's just like, how's it going? It's like, Chewy's is killing us. Online, it's killing us. People afraid to come in. You have let the media and talking heads manipulate you and brainwash you into not living life. And to be a part of this whole killing our economy, killing the small businesses, the bars, the restaurants, the pet boutiques, all of it. We'll be back right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
No furloughs, no bankruptcies, no debt. Nevada's live and local talk radio, 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, indeed. And that talk line is 884-9910. An easy way to get to me, because that is talk and text, and I love going through my texts. I do that the entire time during the show. I have laid out a few things that I want to talk to you about, but I really gear the show towards what you're feeding back to me as well. And I love a few of these. I've got to drop a few of these texts on you. And people are waking up to the fact, you know, this whole vaccine thing. Here we have companies in this country and even government officials and even activists who want mandatory forced vaccinations. You want to travel, you want to go to school, you want to go to the grocery store, you want to work, you have to have proof that you've had a vaccination. President says, no, no forced vaccinations. Well, let me tell you, we're working out of both sides of our mouths here, because in England, they just warned that if you are susceptible to reactions, then do not take this vaccination. Do not take it if you are susceptible to reactions. So how is that going to work in this country? What? Never to work again? Another job-killing idea there? Another quick text here. If you want to see how China is in bed with Hollywood, just watch the movie Martian with Matt Damon. That's interesting. Never a huge fan of Matt Damon, but I'll have to sit down and watch the movie now because I want to see what that means. All right, let's go to the talk and text lines and check in with Gene this morning. Gene wants to talk about budget. Hi, Gene. Thanks for calling into the program.
Yeah, hi. Good morning, Monica. I wanted to just, I was taken aback this past weekend by the Nevada Appeal and their front page article of our governor, you know, having edema over a projected $1 billion shortfall in the state budget.
Mm-hmm.
And then I moved on to page 14, which had a full-page exposé of another $30-plus million of straightaway tax abatements afforded to companies just put into Nevada by the governor's Office of Economic Development,
mm-hmm.
you know? And I wonder, with the schools having a dearth of funding, the state having a dearth of funding because of the virus, perhaps, that why this entity goes on and on and on the taxpayer expense, offering tax abatements to companies that are going to leave California irregardless of attaining a tax abatement from the state government. And these are the kind of issues and questions that need to be asked within the governor and the state legislature and wherever else, you know, because it seems to me the hypocrisy is that the left cries wolf over the Trump tax cuts that definitely stimulated the economy. And the flip side of that is what I just saw this past weekend furnished to me that on the flip side, that we can offer tax abatements of no taxation at all. And that doesn't seem to be a problem.
Yeah, because everything that they're not paying for, the taxpayers are going to have to pay for. The arts, the entertainment. It's priorities, Gene. These guys... Deep breath. It does seem to matter. It is. And we are going to see this, Gene, come to play in just 2 months when that legislature gets back into, you know, into the session. And we have may have picked up some seats, but we didn't pick up enough here in Nevada to change everything. So it's going to be another tough session for the taxpayer. And I just hope people are prepared.
Exactly. And, you know, I just, you know, something else came up that was equally appalling. I got a letter back from a Senator Rosen touting what a fiscal conservative she is and a deficit hawk she is, when the reason that I contacted her was to get with Congressman Amaday and slam dunk these proposed fees to drive a car into Lake Tahoe. I didn't really bring anything up to do with the budget. But in her letter, she vilifies the president for his tax cuts as being fiscally reckless, even though we know those tax cuts stimulated the economy and job growth and corporate growth and income ascendancy. And on the flip side of that, she's part of a party that's not offering tax cuts, but tax abatements.
That's right, because they want the election money from those big companies. They don't care about the local economy. They don't care about the local taxpayers, because they know better than to donate to a fraud like her. Oh, I'm sorry, a Democrat like her. Same thing.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Gene, we will definitely keep on top of this. I mean, this is going to be a rough session for everybody, so... Gene, thank you so much for the call. And we're going to be back with more, especially some legislation that is happening in Missouri that just sounds heavenly. And it's all about firearm rights. And it is incredible. But you know what? It would probably never happen here unless this state was red again. Which, I don't know, with Dominion voting machines, maybe we are and have been. We'll be back after this on The Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news. 99.1 FM Talk, KKFT.
It's The Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. So glad to be here with you today and every day. If you miss anything, it's all on the podcast. Just go to the webpage at 991fmtalk.com. While you're there, answer today's poll question. Do you believe the numbers of hospitalizations and the death due to COVID being released by the county health departments? Now, remember that number, was it 382 or 378 that they're pushing deaths for Washoe County? Remember, those numbers are coming from March, from the lockdowns, February, and they are also including all of those people who died with COVID. Gunshot wounds, heart attacks, cancer. Those aren't numbers of just from COVID. Again, could be the same numbers in a bad flu year. The statistics are out there, even from the CDC. This is not a pandemic. So why the hell are we still shut down? Okay, I'm sorry, I got sidetracked. Okay, 991fmtalk.com. While you're there, just look at that top toolbar and it'll say podcasts. All of my podcasts are listed by date. So if you're looking for something specifically, just go for the date. All right, getting back to the emails that I receive and the texts. I love this one. This is from my friend Frankie. Monica, exclamation points galore. I love it when people write excited. OMG. Had a conversation with my 28-year-old daughter today. I can't believe she is more worried about the news story regarding aliens. The ones from space, not the illegals. Then the Chinese communist threat. Believe it or not, she voted for Trump. LOL. I told you guys, and I hate to say I told you so, but I told you a month ago when things weren't going to go the left's way, that we were going to start seeing stories of space aliens coming out. And there is a reason for that. Once again, distraction. Because this is something that has always been out there. If you believe in and read the Bible, they're called angels. If you believe the ancient alien theory, they're extraterrestrials, not of this earth. If you think that something like that can't be covered up, you're wrong. Because the information has been out there for decades upon decades. This guy releasing the story, the Israeli military, the Canadian defense minister came out 10 years ago. Chinese minister came out 20 years ago and said there are things not of this earth that are watching us, that are here. More and more people every day believe that we are not the only ones here. And the funny part is once again, mainstream media ridicules and tries to embarrass or humiliate people that have a greater understanding of the world and of the universes around us. Do you really think? And people won't even give their opinions because they're afraid of being ridiculed. Do you really think? Look around you at the people. Do you really think we are the end all be all of not only this universe, but of multiple universes? Life can be started with chemicals, with reactions, with atoms, with matter. We're not special on the big stage. The technology, the history. Go into the Vedic texts in India. Do you think that that's all just BS? It's just because you don't know about it. At what point do you sit back and say, you know what, I don't know everything? We have Snopes and fact checkers and all of this crap out there that is telling us what to believe and what not to believe. When are you going to take it upon yourself to look for other sources, to expand your mind? You've heard the scientific statistics that we only use 10% of our brain. Some people even less than that. I'm not going to make any judgment calls and point out names. But at some point, you have to be able to admit to yourself that maybe what you've believed, that maybe what you've been taught is not 100% accurate. Even archaeology shows us with new things being discovered every day, every week, that, you know, take example of America. Native Americans were the first ones here. You might want to back that up because there's archaeological digs. There's proof. There's evidence that maybe the Celtics, the Vikings, the Asians were actually here first. There's ruins. There's bones. You talk to Native American, I mean, real Native Americans. Their belief is their ancestors came from the sky. You talk to Aborigines in Australia. They were brought there. Their ancestors were from the sky. There's a reason that we are taught and we believe what we believe. Because people are too narrow-minded to understand that this world is bigger than just a few of us. This world has been around a lot longer. Climate change is not... It's not nothing new. Follow the money. Follow the control. Follow those who want to control everything you do and everything you think. It's called enslavement. Start reading some history. Read about Roanoke in this country. Start reading about the history of the world. If I had one place that I could visit and know 100% I would be safe, it would be India. The monuments, to look at the things that were built hundreds, even thousands of years ago. The history in pictures. It really is an amazing world. But if you're not going to step out of your bubble and understand you were put in that bubble for a reason, well, let's just say I hoped better. Let's go to John. John wants to talk about the skulls that were found here in Nevada. John, I assume
Monica,
you're meeting the skulls of the giants?
Thank you. Yes, you don't even have to go all the way to India.
Yeah, they're
you
in...
You need to open their eyes and realize they're here.
Isn't it... aren't they in the museum in Winnemucca?
I think so, yeah. Just look at the history, the ancient history of Nevada, from giant lakes and sea monsters to... tribes of people that we've never heard of.
Yeah, you know, John, it's funny because every time my husband and I, we prefer to drive to Vegas rather than fly unless we're in a hurry. And every time we go through there and I see the sagebrush and I see the mountains and I see the valley and I see the salt, and I just look at him and say, you know, this just looks like an ocean bed. And you have to understand, it was.
Yeah. You can't be afraid of this stuff because we've already lived through it.
Yep.
We survived it. We got to how we are because of all of that.
Exactly.
We can't listen to their fear.
Exactly. John, thank you so much for calling and being a part of this, because so many people are going to say, oh, Monica, she's going to run for office and she thinks there's aliens out there. You know, you have to stand up for what you believe in. And the thing that I believe in is truth. Truth and honesty. And those in power, those in control, those with money, and I'm not talking about politicians. I'm talking about the ones behind the scenes. They want you blinded. Because if you are blinded and you don't have it in you to look outward of what's really around you, what the history is, the past, the things that we found in the dirt and the sand. Now, you're a lot easier controlled when those blinders are up. It's time to take the blinders off. And it's time to win some chocolate from the chocolate shop in glorious Gardnerville. And I say glorious because I tell you, if I had my choice to do this and to live wherever I could, it would be in the Minden-Gardnerville area. I just love that place. So, chocolate shop, gift certificate, $25 box of truffles, 884-9910. Let's take caller number 6. Remember, we have a number of lines. So, caller number 6, lucky number 6, 884-9910.
99.1 FM Talk. This is Talk Radio. The original social media. KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk as we begin to wrap up the show. Remember, today's poll question at 991FMTalk.com is, do you believe the numbers of hospitalizations and deaths due to COVID being released by the county health departments? Yes or no? Yesterday's poll question, should workers have the freedom to choose to or not to take vaccination without retaliation or loss of employment? 78% of those said yes. But that is pretty concerning that 22% said no. Really? No protection for a chemical. A chemical that has been tested only minorly. Even Fauci says we're not going to know the results for years. Really? People shouldn't have the choice? That's interesting. All right. Going back to the email that I read just a moment ago about the woman's daughter who was more worried about the news story regarding the aliens, that they've been here, they're here, Trump knows about them, all of the world governments know about them. The word that concerns me is worried. We have to let up on this worry. You have to understand this is all going to play out. And as I told you a month ago, yeah, you are going to start seeing more stories about aliens and we're not being alone. I mean, hell, even Tucker Carlson and, you know, showing the videos from the government, they're giving it validity on Fox. And more people will start to come out and give it validity. Why? Because the government and the military said they could. Look, here's these videos. Here's these things we have. Do you see the timestamp on those videos? Some of them are almost 10 years old. this is nothing new. If there were some aliens out there that were looking to take over this earth and wipe us out, they probably would have already done it. This is nothing new. There are remnants of burns. You go down deep enough into the soil. We've been through this all before. So don't worry about it. Just have faith and look for the truth. Because no matter whether the left or those elites believe it or want it, the truth will always come out. You just have to be willing to accept it. It's the Monica Jay Show. We cover a little bit of everything here. Hopefully bringing some of those worries back down to earth. Take a deep breath. God bless. I love you. And I'll always be truthful with you. Have a great day.